Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Polls are open in France where voters will choose their next president, and it is a choice between centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Paris.
This is a very important election for France because essentially voters are going to decide whether France should stay the course of globalization, whether it should stay in the EU, or whether it should find its way outside of it, much like Britain did almost a year ago. This has been a very divisive election in which you have centrist candidates proposing remaining engaged with Europe, but with a reformed EU. And on the other hand, of course, the reason why so many people around the world are watching this election is because in case the polls are wrong and in case Marine Le Pen wins this election, we would see France take a very sharp turn in a different direction.
VOA's Luis Ramirez in Paris. Going into this voting, Macron led Le Pen by double digits in the polls. In Nigeria, Boko Haram militants have released 82 schoolgirls they kidnapped in 2014. Bucky Shonabare is one of the founders of Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
The girls that have returned, the life in captivity has been one that depicts suffering. It depicts the fact that they've been stabbed, they've been abused. As we've seen before, some of those girls have come back with children. Some of them have also come back, with news of how they have been sexually abused.
The 276 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 are among thousands of people abducted by Boko Haram over the years. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. This follows de-escalation zones going into effect in Syria. The zones announced in Moscow are closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. military spokesman Major Adrian Ronkin Galloway tells VOA the so-called de-escalation measures would not affect the U.S.-led campaign against the Islamic State militants.
The coalition special operations advisors in northern Syria are partnering with their Syrian Democratic Forces to defeat ISIS. That is their primary goal. That said, we certainly reinforce our desire for all sides in that conflict, whether it's the Syrian Democratic Forces, whether it's the Turks, to remain focused on the most important thing, which is the defeat of ISIS.
Separately, U.S. officials report multiple airstrikes targeting Islamic State positions in both Syria and Iraq. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The ongoing demonstration started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed the position in wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. In his weekly media address, President Trump focused on the triumphs and successes his administration have made so far this year. He spoke about the ways his administration will bring prosperity to the country.
Tax reform, along with regulatory relief and fair trade deals, and we're going to make them fair, but even really good again for our country and for our workers. All of this will usher in a new era of prosperity in America and bring wealth, hope, and opportunity to those communities that need it the most.
Trump administration is proposing to slash funding for the White House Drug Control Office after Mr. Trump campaigned to fix the nation's growing opioid abuse crisis. Critics maintain the proposed cuts are the latest in a series of administration actions that may hinder the government's ability to fight the epidemic. The thoroughbred racing horse, Always Dreaming, has won the 143rd running of the U.S. Kentucky Derby, happened on Saturday. It was the fifth year that one of the Derby favorites had won that race, and Always Dreaming's fourth straight first-place finish. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.